A large portion goes to non-governmental entities as well as governmental entities where it would be appropriate to continue assistance. There are national security interests, there are interests related to regional stability, and we fully believe that Egypt can return through a rocky path to a sustainable democracy. There is an implication by naming one side or the other that you're taking sides, and that has been a policy priority for us not to do that.
That's the State Department, a rep for them, saying we're going to do this and we can't do that when it comes to Egypt. But one thing we have done is temporarily held up our military aid. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So all the conversation about should we pull the money out and why are we giving the money to this chaotic region of the world when we have no clue even who's in charge? The answer is we're not. So that aid has been removed. The military exercises stopped. Egypt, you're on your own. The exposure, the risk of that is just too high for the United States. So it's a smart move because there clearly is not anyone in place here after the toppling of Mohammed Morsi. And the supreme leader of the Muslim Brotherhood has been arrested. So the White House says that this decision earlier in the day, they said it was evolving, but the push from Congress was forget it, and that was a lot of Democrats and Republicans. Anytime it's bipartisan, look out. So the demagoguery is done on this a little bit for now because the aid's not going. It's not happening. You have, in the Middle East, all of those Gulf nations backing the military. They're dumping in money to the military. Clearly, they want the Muslim Brotherhood in every way, shape, and form out of there. They want the Islamic extremist arm of that out of there. So it's done. At this point, it's done. I mean, it's temporary. That's the word. So temporary. It could be, once again, put back in play, but for now, it's not. For now, that's not happening. So, bravo, that's a good thing. There's just no way we should stroke a check to Egypt in the condition that it's in now, in crisis. And it could be that way for who knows how long. The military roaming the streets, all it's not a good thing. Not. Here's another interesting thing that's happened in the Middle East since we're starting in that direction. And then we're going to get to the buzz in your backyard because there is some. Although I think Egypt is certainly part of the buzz, believe it or not. But remember a guy named Musharraf? Remember him? Former Pakistani president and army chief. Came to the United States a ton to speak. People loved in the United States. Some people really love Musharraf. Well, a Pakistani court indicted him in the 2007 assassination of former Prime Minister, Benazir Bhutto, who was killed in the city of Rawalpindi. And it was a shocking thing at the time when it happened. So the charges include murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and facilitation for murder. They say Musharraf, who was present at the time, failed to protect her. So that's why he's being charged. And since ruling and returning to the country in March from self-imposed exile, and he spent a lot of time in the United States, all of this has hit him. All of this has hit him. So how about that? There are some strange, strange laws that have kicked into place across the land. And every once in a while, we look at those laws, and we're going to do that coming up on America Tonight, included with our mailbag. And on top of that, we're going to talk to a guy who used to play in the NFL, in fact, was on two Super Bowl winning teams for the Denver Broncos, Willie Green, who's gotten involved in helping kids in education through a really, really cool program that's already been started in a couple other places in the United States, coming up with money and helping them get to school and raising testing averages in certain parts of the country. So Willie Green at the bottom of the hour. Mixing in between a little sports talk, too, at the tail end of the hour, because there's still so much fallout from the Alex Rodriguez thing and the whole idea of the drugs and sports, and the opinion has gotten really, really hot. Somebody said to me the other day, I just care that my team wins. I don't care how they do it. I think a lot of people feel that way. Just whatever you have to do, just don't tell me about it, okay? Just don't tell me about it. Just do it. Just do it. We also have some weather to talk about, including in the West. The West is on fire. I mean, that's what you need to know about the West. I think the wildfires, if you turned on national news, talking heads in the early evening, or you're listening to the station, what you'd hear is how it's exploding. And we have fires in Oregon that are terrible. We have fires in Colorado that are terrible. We have fires in New Mexico that are terrible. We have fires in Idaho that are terrible. And they're shocked because they don't usually get them and catch them, Idaho. But it's bad. Lots of people being evacuated all over the place. If you had to evacuate all of a sudden and you had like an hour, what would you grab? You know, people ask that. Would you really grab pictures? Or, and if you have any kind of a chaotic lifestyle, which I guarantee most of us do in some way, even if you are organized, there is some kind of chaos happening somewhere that you couldn't get it together. What would you grab? Besides your family. Because, of course, you're going to, human life is the thing. And maybe the family pet, too, would be the other thing. But after that, if you have time, what is it that you're grabbing? Some people would probably say they're safe. Where's that safe? I can't get it. It's too heavy. Hurry up, hurry up. The flames. The flames. They're heading closer and closer and closer to us. It's not a laughing matter if you're in it, though. It really isn't. Twice I've been in it in Santa Barbara and once in New Mexico. And, you know, you'd hear about fires and you'd see fires and everything else, but then all of a sudden when you see how rapidly that moves and how quickly you have to move, it is pretty scary. These people who won't evacuate, I don't understand. And then you put the firemen's lives at risk, too. People knocking door to door, afraid somebody didn't hear, didn't know something else was going on. Man, you need to get out of the house. When they come and say, you got to clear out. You got to clear out. Because it's too risky. Your little hose is not going to work. It's not. I've seen people do that where there is a fire bearing down on them. Not just some little tiny fire. It is a full-on fire, and they're there with hoses. I don't get it. The thousands and thousands of acres being destroyed. Boy, you get that word. Woo! What is it you're grabbing when you run for the hills? 855-266-5283. We got you in the mailbag coming up on the flip side.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Fascinating new thing. You delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you haven't told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
All right, I promised you. Promised you a mailbag. I mean, this audience is all about the bag. You are always sending me emails, crazy times of the day and night. Feel free to join in the hit parade. You want to be part of the snail mail? Send it to me, americatonight.net. Welcome back to ATN with me, Kate Delaney, and let's go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, fabulous. All right, so I've got mail here from John, who says, Kate, are you seeing how the 2016 race is shaping up? For the Democrats, it's definitely Hillary. It's a love affair with Hillary Clinton. This is her chance to run again. No Obama. My prediction is she might have been president at least one term. She certainly would have had the Democratic nomination. Hillary clearly will win the Democratic primary as long as she's healthy. Joe Biden should just get out of the way. He's going to get bulldozed. She gets it, wins it, and then has the difficult task of trying to close the deal. Yeah, close the deal. She will have to leap over a few things, including a couple of Republicans who are trying to get the nomination from their party, and they've been lobbying for it. I mean, we are in 2013. Chris Christie, Ted Cruz, I'm not Canadian, the senator from Texas, Senator Paul Rand Paul's name comes up a lot, rather. He's not the only one. There are a slew of people that come up on the Republican side, but it's electability. It's electability, and that is a very, very tough thing. Because so much of it is based on your likability. And if the likability factor is high, you already have one leg up. Then the debates, and then so on and so forth down, you know, ultimately down the line. Hillary Clinton and Chris Christie. Who wins in that matchup? And MTV, they used to do a celebrity deathmatch thing. It's kind of silly, but kind of funny with Claymation. Hillary Clinton, and just think about line her up with anyone. Newt Gingrich. Hillary Clinton versus, Bobby Jindal. That might be kind of interesting. Hillary Clinton versus Jeb Bush. Oh, can you imagine a Clinton and a Bush squaring off again? Makes for easy puff pieces, doesn't it? Easy stories, layup stories. So the seeds have been sown for a few people, and we know Hillary Clinton for sure. I'm sure Joe Biden runs on the Democratic side. But, over the past half century, VPs who ran for president captured their party's nomination. Al Gore did it in 2000. George H.W. Bush beat back a huge challenge from Senator Dole in 1988. Hubert Humphrey prevailed in 1968. Richard Nixon easily won the GOP nomination in 1960. So this could be interesting. This could be fun to watch. All right, I digress because we're in the mailbag, and I went off on a tangent there after being asked about Hillary Clinton, or really told that that's what was going to happen in 2016. This one is from Russ, and Russ says, Kate, what's happening in Egypt is a travesty. My heart really goes out to those people. However, I agree with you. We cannot give the aid because there is no one in charge, and there are a lot of other countries in that position. So if we wanted to just flat out hand them money, then that's what we would do. We have to get out of this gracefully and come back in when there's something solid, period, end of story. That's what I think we need. Here's one as well from Bob in Illinois. And Bob says, Kate, you know me by now, longtime listener of America Tonight. I have to play little devil's advocate, and I would say that when we talk about predictions and we think that we know who's running and what's going to happen, so often we are surprised by who actually ends up getting the deal. And it is a deal. So maybe the obvious choices aren't going to be there in the end. I think they will be. I think Hillary Clinton, at least, is going to fight for this one. She will absolutely fight for this because she won it the last time around. So she's a little older, maybe a little wiser, maybe a little more confident. And she will push. You think in the Republican Party, there are some women that should run that would probably be tremendous, but probably won't run. So if the Republicans come together and they can put somebody in the mix, that's good. That's a different story. Let's take another one. This one from Roger, who says, you talk about the wildfires, and you've been around. The thing is, it has toppled the worlds of so many that we can't just think we can move on. That's not possible. We got to help a brother and then help another brother after that and then help another sister and then help anyone we can who's in dire straits. I'd agree with that. I don't know. A crystal ball. I love to do the crystal ball thing, but this is pretty tough. Pretty tough. Here's one from Keith who says, yay. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. As much as we can kick you in the teeth, we got to applaud you when you do good. Some Egypt aid temporarily being held. That's a positive headline. Let them do the review and then make the decision. Seems fair enough to me. Let them do a review, of course, is an independent review. Who's tethered to it? Would be my only concern there. Please, if you feel like even interrupting the mailbag, you can by calling us at 855-266-5283. This one from Delma who says, girl, it's so sad what happened to Lee Thompson Young. I know you know who he is, Rizzoli and Isles, and longtime Disney guy. Covered a lot of ground in a short amount of time in Disney. So they say he committed suicide in his Los Angeles apartment, and they announced the suicide, but they say a lot of people around him said they had no clue. He's 29. He's got the leading role on Famous Jet Jackson since it started airing in 1998. He's been acting in TNT's Rizzoli and Isles as Detective Barry Frost. Well, 29 years old, doing well in the movie business. You'd think he'd have the world by a tail, and see, just goes to show you never know what's happening beneath the surface, what's going on with people. You never, ever really know. Let's take another one. This one from Joe, listening to us on the Central Coast of California. He listened to that whole A-Rod thing yesterday, and there was chaos at Fenway when a Boston pitcher decided to plunk A-Rod, and the crowd went wild. So A-Rod hit by a pitch against the Red Sox. He says he gets the last laugh. The Red Sox starter Ryan Dempster drilled the third baseman with a 92 miles an hour fastball. In the sixth, Rodriguez drilled Dempster for a long solo homer that sparked the Yankees' comeback win. He doesn't seem very fazed by any of this. It seems as though he's weathering the storm, let's say. Coming up next here on America Tonight, conversation with Willie Green. He won two Super Bowl rings. What's going on with Willie Green as we catch up with him and talk a really great nonprofit that he's involved with. And there are a few other of these that have bubbled up across the country. And what are they actually physically doing to raise awareness for poverty in certain areas? What are they doing to turn that narrative around? Say what, he has mega enthusiasm. If anyone can turn it around, I think Willie Green can. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Can't wait to introduce you to our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. His name is Willie Green, and he's with the Cleveland County Promise. So you say, well, what's the Cleveland County Promise? It's a nonprofit near Charlotte, North Carolina, that gives college scholarships to teenagers to change the course or the trajectory of their lives. Woohoo! We have been talking about this for a long time. What can we do to help? Let's help. Let's change the course. Let's change the narrative. And now we meet Willie Green. Willie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me. It's exciting to be on your show.
You know, we've seen this before. There's a Kalamazoo Promise, and of course, Michigan and Arkansas, there's the El Dorado Promise too. And enrollments popped up, new students. The help is just unbelievable. And then the test scores that have improved. I'm going to re-rack and tell me about the program. Tell me why this program is having the kind of success it's having.
Well, I think you kind of, in a nutshell, summed it up. But I think overall, if you look at just the current atmosphere of this country, you have a big issue with students being able to afford college. In addition to, you have a lot of issues in relates to, especially in towns like Kalamazoo and El Dorado and Arkadelphia and Cleveland County, which is about 60 miles south of Charlotte. We all face the same situation, both from an economic impact for as residents leaving because there's no jobs have left, obviously, and when you see industries like the auto industry and Kalamazoo leaving, and we are in the textile agricultural industry here in Cleveland County, you know, the final results is then you have poor school systems, you have low test scores, you have retention rates, and you have people leaving and going into bigger cities. So programs like this is very much needed, and I think this is going to be the wave of the future. I think that regardless of what side of the aisle that you're on, I think everybody believes that the number one issue is that we have to address this issue with public education and allowing kids and students to be able to go to college based on not whether or not they can afford to go to college, but it should be solely based on whether or not they are accepted into those respective colleges and universities.
So, Willie, the big question is, how do they get into the program? How do they qualify?
You know, Gaitler, it is so simple here in Cleveland County, as well as the other Promise programs across the country. And I was excited about studying those programs, and I've been studying them for over 2 years. Our only requirement is A, that you attend a Cleveland County school, whether it's a public school, high school, private high school, or homeschool, or charter school. We just got a charter school in our county. But that's number one criteria. You attend a Cleveland County school. Second criteria is based on how long your parents and you have attended graduated from that high school, and how long you have been a resident in our county. And then everything else relies on your qualifications as to what college or university that you go to. We use what we call a middle dollar approach. And what we do is we factor in first what students qualify for as Pell Grants and the North Carolina Lottery. Anything that you don't qualify for those two, if you don't qualify or if you do qualify, then we pay what we call a gap, is the difference between the tuition and mandatory fees to that university up to 4 years. We will pay up to 4 years. The most expensive public university in North Carolina, which is right now UNC Chapel Hill.
So as you said, you studied the other two programs extensively, and they offer different things. They've seen different things happen, like Kalamazoo. They've seen that it's been a boon to the local economy. There's been jobs created, which is great. There have been a large enrollment now. There's been a large enrollment in local community colleges and universities. They've had the test scores go up. They've had increased advanced placement, that kind of stuff, which is great. And I love this statistic. I mean, you could do whatever you want with statistics, but this one is great. And we have listeners in the great state of Michigan and in Kalamazoo, 17% enrollment growth since 2005. So I'm guessing that you know there's going to be big interest. You start everything going, it's rolling, and you just start to see the things. It's like the gift that keeps giving. That's what it looks like happened in these two programs. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. And just taking it one step further, if you look at the El Dorado Promise in Arkansas, when they implemented this program, and since they've implemented it, they've had families from 33 different states and 13 foreign countries relocate to El Dorado, Arkansas, specifically for the Promise program. You have seen an increase in enrollment in those schools, and that's one of the things that we really hope to happen in Cleveland County. Like I said, we've lost those agriculture and textile jobs, but one of the things that we're starting to get in Cleveland County is we're starting to get a lot of data centers. Right now we have Disney Data Center just moved into the area. We have AT&T Data Center has just moved into the area. Facebook Data Center is right across in the other county. So what we're trying to do is recruit other industries and other businesses and other residents. Hopefully those people that are living in Charlotte will relocate to Cleveland County. And in addition to creating those jobs, we have to make sure that we have a educated and a sustainable workforce. So one of the things that we have in our program is a support center. But to your point, everywhere historically that the Promise program has been implemented, you have seen a huge increase in student enrollment and also an increase in population.
Yeah. How'd you get involved in this, Willie?
Well, in my past life, I played 9 years in the National Football League. I played from 1990 to 1998. And back in 2011, my goal was to start coaching. And I wanted to really work as a in the NFL as an executive or in college sports as a AD working with player development, more so focused on mentoring with kids and teaching them how to make the transition into college from out of college into the professional ranks. And one of my internships was at in Arkadelphia at Ouachita Baptist University. So I coached at Ouachita Baptist University back in 2011, and that's when I was introduced to the Arkadelphia Promise and started extending and started researching the El Dorado Promise. And during that time, I had continuing dialogue with both of the executive directors, both in El Dorado in Arkansas and Arkadelphia. And after the season was over, I moved back to North Carolina and immediately started working on the program.
Do you, you know, with the success you have with the Broncos, are you hoping to maybe get some of ex-NFLers maybe involved to kind of lend a hand or lend their name? Would that help?
Absolutely. And I hope that what I am able to do, I will then be able to expand this program. Because if you look at it, we have to, the private sector has to step up. And one of the things, one of the resources that I think that is really an untapped resource is professional athletes. They do a lot in the community. But I think with the amount of money that they make and the type of relationships and networking capabilities through advertisers and through different contracts that they do, I think this is a program that I think every professional athlete should try to introduce in their respective town.
Yeah, that's great.
With all those resources, I think that'll kick it off, and I think then everybody else will come on board. But it would be a great opportunity to show. And one of the things that you know we sometimes tend to take for granted, we take for granted that we have some extraordinary teachers in this country, and unfortunately, they are not rewarded as they need to be. And I think that with professional athletes, I know when I play, we do a lot of school visits. We support our public school, but I think that we need to empower our teachers more. We need to empower the public school system, and again, the private sector, such as NFL players, NBA players, and Major League Baseball players, because let's be real, a lot of us came from public school. And we need to start giving back. And I think this is an ideal way to give back and not just focus on. And one of the things that I'm very proud about these Promise programs and my program in particular, we do not discriminate against a kid based on whether or not that child, the color of that child's skin, the race, the social background, the economic background. A lot of scholarship programs, either you have to have a 4.0 or you have to be low income, or you have to be a minority. Well, what about a student like a 2.5 GPA student who still wants to go to college? What about a family who makes too much money to qualify for Pell Grant, but they do not make enough money to be able to afford to send their kid to college? So we did not want to exclude any student, nor should a student be punished because their parents make too much money. If you're in that school and you pay taxes in that town, you should have the same right to access to funding as anybody else.
Yeah, well said. Congratulations on jumping in. I can tell your heart and soul is in it.
And I would encourage everyone to really look at our program and donate to it. It's the DTHE, ClevelandCountyPromise.com. That's ClevelandCountyPromise.com. And we would love donations. We're asking for everyone's support, and it's one of these things that even though it's Cleveland County, this is a nationwide problem. This is not just in our county. So everyone can learn from this program and hopefully encouraged to implement a program like this in their respective town.
Great. Willie, thanks so much. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
America tonight. Wake up, all of you insomniacs. That means even if you're an insomniac, you're in and out of slumber. That's truly what I think the definition is. Because usually what happens is there's like a little lull where space kind of dissipates. And for the rest of you third shifters, some of you are off and on depending on what time of year it is. So you might have been paying attention to a little sports as we're starting to head into NFL season. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. And here in America Tonight, we do our weekly challenge, Nail the Score. It'll be on Wednesdays on America Tonight. All you have to do is tell us who you think is going to win the game or the game that our computer randomly chooses. If you correctly nail the score, you win all the prizes that we have in our America Tonight prize closet. So that's pretty good. We haven't had a winner in a couple of years. We have had some winners over the years, however. Chris in Connecticut was one of them. We had Dave, who was also a big winner for us, too. He ended up winning, a cool leather coat that had an American flag on it and a bunch of other things, too, as well. So it's whatever in the closet, if you correctly nail the score, write it down, remember it, third hour of America tonight, once we get into the real stuff with the NFL. So anyway, people are paying attention to this Alex Rodriguez stuff, whether or not you're a sports fan. Major League Baseball suspended him 211 games for his role in the Biogenesis scandal, that clinic out of Miami, for performance-enhancing drugs. He appealed the suspension. His lawyer says that the Yankees are really trying to stick it to him in a couple of different ways, including the fact that they didn't tell him how bad the hole in his hip was last year when the team doctor looked at it. And the other thing they're saying as well is they're not coming to the defense of Alex Rodriguez quickly enough. And some of this has to do with money because of his contract and where he's going to end up, depending on the appeal. He's got a whole year out of baseball. Would he really be back in a Yankee uniform? How much of, you know, $250 are they giving A-Rod? Somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 million? Or who knows? Flip a coin. He's filing a grievance through the Major League Baseball Players Association against the Yankees for mishandling his medical treatment, as I mentioned before, because he says that's what really happened. Francisco Cervelli, one of his teammates, I think he threw him under the bus. We'll see if that is true or not. Because supposedly he gave him up in some of the information in the documents that they had of Biogenesis. So it is a wicked wild soap opera, let's put it that way. Here's his attorney, Joe Tacopino, talking about the fact that he wants to play. What is going on with Yankee management, and that it's really just dead wrong?
And it's really wrong. Whether you're an Alex Rodriguez supporter or a detractor, fan or foe, you just can't have what's going on. Just to show you that there's something really wrong here with the Yankee management as it relates to Alex Rodriguez and what they're trying to do to him. He loves his teammates. He loves his manager. And he wants to just play baseball.
All right. Will he play baseball after we see what happens in the fall and what a mediator or an arbitrator really it is? Rules, I think they'll reduce maybe the amount of games, but that it's going away. That 211 could be reduced, but it's not going away. And his attorney, it's interesting, when he's asked whether or not he used banned substances, he wouldn't say. He said he was trying to follow baseball's process and didn't want to violate a confidentiality clause. And he said that Alex shouldn't be suspended for one inning, let alone 211 games. Yeah. So the big thing, though, also, and because he was plunked the other day in that game against Boston, which we talked about here on America Tonight, is 60 Minutes had a report that that members of the New York Yankees crew, his inner circle, the third baseman Rodriguez's circle, that they had gotten documents and leaked them and implicated Ryan Braun from Milwaukee and his teammate, as I mentioned, Francisco Cervelli, who is the catcher in the doping scandal that has wrapped its arms around baseball. So you just can't drop a dime on your teammates or other players, can't rat them out and think that you're not going to be isolating yourself or think that you're not going to have somebody, a couple players, go after you. And that's exactly what's happened, that players are, you know, tired of it or tired of Rodriguez. So that's why he hired the top criminal defense lawyer and to try to help his legal team. He's pulling an OJ, get the dream team together, high profile. It's a high profile case. Let's see what happens here as this plays out. It's pretty interesting stuff. I mean, sports, no sports, whatever. It seems as though everybody has an opinion on Alex Rodriguez. And I think that's it. I don't think you see him again playing the game. I don't. I think after this year, that'll be it, because this, if it's reduced from 211, I think he still gets the whole year out. Then the Yankees are done, and I don't see him coming back with anybody else. I don't think so. You think of his age, and I think the best years are behind him, and he's not getting that I'm going to live forever, fond farewell, you know, role of the DH and stay with the team like the Yankees. That's not happening. No way, you know, no how. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out with the arbitration. We'll see what happens with the Yankee management, because I really think deep down, if they could, they could keep using him now, but if they could just dump him, I think that they would dump him, because he's almost radioactive. And that's costing them big time. You know, Miguel Tejada, who was just suspended from baseball, also tied to Biogenesis. I mean, who wasn't tied to Biogenesis? A lot of these top players and up-and-comers were. So Royals in, the Royals infielder suspended for 105 games for his second and third positive results for amphetamines, but he was taking Adderall because of ADD, and he had permission, but his permission expired, and he didn't re-up it, and then he tests positive. And you think how much money he's made during his career. You think of all the MVPs and a few other things, too, and he's another person that he doesn't want to retire, and it's hard for him to see himself playing again because of his age, the performance-enhancing drug-related things, too. So I think Miguel Tejada, as in the case of Alex Rodriguez, they might be both out of baseball. Because with the stigmatism tied to that, nah, I don't see how. I don't see how he beats that rap. Mm-mm. Doesn't make sense to, it doesn't make sense to me. I think it's too many games. They're not, there's too many question marks surrounding him. It doesn't make any sense. So the answer is no. And really, another part of the emails that poured in had to do with Alex Rodriguez and whether baseball was being too severe and, you know, boys will be boys and all this other stuff. But, I mean, that's the problem. If they're trying to really be serious, they have to clean up the game, however they have to clean up the game. And instead of being known for trotting people up to the hill just to talk about XYZ but not have any real teeth in what they're handing out, that era has passed us by. So luckily they did come up with some, with A-Rod anyway, a pretty healthy fine in the amount of days, which was scrapped the year. But we'll see if they stick to it. I think maybe they reduce it but still give them the full year. Maybe he and Miguel Tejada can go and shoot pool somewhere perhaps.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.